Direct Impact. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, tremendously. Financially, number one for hay. I produce hay for the cattle that I raise.
The wildfires that continue to burn in Tennessee and the effects of the ongoing drought are having a direct financial impact on farmers and landowners. Grundy County's Steve Ahern and his wife moved here from New York a few years ago to start their own beef cattle operation. They raise the animals on the farm and sell directly to the public. In a typical year, Ahern says he needs about 700 rolls of hay to feed the herd, but because of the drought, he started feeding hay 3 months ago.
It's a burden at this point because people are starting to gouge, and prices are getting up there. The further we go toward the end of the season, the winter season, or getting into the winter season, we're really hurting for hay. So price is going to be up there. I know that. I realize that. I'm trying to secure as much as I can at this point in time.
Ahern and other cattle producers are facing some challenges because of the drought. Normally, Tennessee farmers produce a lot of hay, but not this year. His land produced at least 200 rolls less this spring and summer. But Ahern says they'll get through it. He's just thankful he has the opportunity.
I'm blessed that I could be here to live on a big farm, to do what I'm doing. I provide for my family, and what's not to be thankful for? I'm living off the land. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm really in heaven. I'm in a great place.
A great outlook despite the challenges, and Ahern says he always looks forward to Thanksgiving.
And the entire family gets together at the farm. They call it their farm vacation. They're from California to New York, to Connecticut, Florida, Washington, D.C. We sit around a table and we talk agriculture. We talk just all sorts of things. It's a wonderful, wonderful time of the year for us, and we look forward to it every year.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.